We've covered some ground with Fevzi Turkan. Fevzi, just want to get to a quick news story. We'll probably do only the one. MI5 launched an Instagram account this week. What's that about?
I know, it's funny, isn't it? Secret Service has got an account. It's at MI5 official. You know, it's like the real
deal. How can you be secret and have an Instagram account?
Well, I mean, it's a PR thing, isn't it? I mean, it's a number of things. They said they want to be more transparent, which I think is an odd thing for a secret organisation to say. But they would say they're not a secret organisation. They're an organisation with secrets. It's, you know... yeah. It's, you know... It's a bit weird, isn't it? But they're not the only ones. They're the ones that tickle your finger when you shake their hands, say that about themselves as well. But I suppose it's a good thing because they have got a certain image which might limit, you know, the breadth of people that they can recruit, because they need brilliant people, and brilliant people don't all look and sound and you know, speak like James Bond. They will come from a variety of backgrounds, you know, so there'll be some great cryptographers and people from all sorts of social backgrounds, and it's. You know, it behoves them to you know, claim from.
Are you playing music in the background, Fevzi?
No, it's just something distracting me. It's not me, but it is within earshot.
Okay, how very bizarre. Yeah. Sorry, no, you were saying.
Yeah, it's just an alarm that's gone off. Yes, I'll have to leave the building shortly. So yeah, it's probably a good thing. I think, although on the face of it, it's counterintuitive. They can, you know, put it out there. They can raise their profile. They can recruit better. Why not? As long as they're not actually posting secrets, which I don't suppose they'll do. But, you know, it is kind of interesting, isn't it, that even MI5 feels the need to be sort of touchy-feely and friendly and transparent.
It's a world of exhibitionists. Thank God we're not like that, Fevzi. Now, gadgets. The first one is a smartwatch. Now, you know, I'm thick about these things. I've got a watch at the moment that is controlled by radio codes that gives exact time, and I think that's the height of functionality. But this is nothing, is it?
Well, I mean, it's quite interesting how affordable these watches have got. So this is a watch called the Amazfit GTR2E. And this brand is kind of not new, but it's not sort of a mainstream brand yet, but it's getting there. They specialize in making very functional, feature-packed smart devices, such as smart watches, for relatively little money. So this device is £119, 119, and it does most of what an Apple Watch does. So it's got for those that know, it's got an AMOLED HD screen, 1.39 inches, so it's a very crisp color display that it's got on there. It's always on, which is something that the Apple Watch has only achieved in its most recent generations. And then it's got a whole raft of features. So it's got oxygen saturation measurement. That's to measure the percentage of oxygen in your blood. This measurement's become very popular with the advent of COVID, because one of the symptoms that people get, people are often symptom-free, except for the fact that the oxygen level in their blood tends to drop. So this can measure that. This measures not just how much you sleep, but the quality of your sleep, you know, whether it's light sleep, deep sleep, REM sleep. It monitors your stress levels.
Oh, God.
As long as it just doesn't tell you to calm down, it'll be fine. And it comes up with this thing called a PAI health assessment, where it uses a whole bunch of complex health measurements and puts them together in a single score. So it's an easy to understand score to say how healthy are you in general, as it were. It's waterproof up to 5 atmospheres, which means you can easily go swimming with it. It's quoted as having up to 24 days of battery life with typical use per charge, which is I found I was getting about half of that, but I'm probably using it a lot more because I was testing it.
To me, and what do I know, sounds very good, even if it is only half that.
Well, it is, because an Apple Watch, for example, would, you know, I find that they go for about a day and a half. Now, that used to be fine because you used to wear it during the day and then charge it at night. But now the Apple Watch, like so many others, does sleep tracking. Well, if you're wearing it at night to do sleep tracking, you're wearing it during the day to do activity tracking and tell the time, when are you meant to charge it? So having something that can do up to 24 days on a charge, or even if it was 10, I still think it is a big step forward. So I've given it 3.5 stars out of 5. It looks
and it's called again for my listener?
Yes, it looks quite stylish. It's called the Amazfit. That's Amazfit GTR2E.
Right. The minutes as ever. Time's winged chariot has got the wheels coming off again, I'm afraid, Fevzi. The next one is something, without putting too fine a point on it, I think I could have used within this last week or so. But I'll let you talk about it.
So these are trackers from a brand called Tile, T-I-L-E. And they are little fob-type things that you can attach to anything that you think you might lose, such as, you know, your keys or a pet's collar. With a pet attached, obviously, briefcase, anything that you think might go walkies or might get lost. Now, this is in the news at the moment because Apple have just announced last week their AirTags, which is a sort of direct competitor. But the Tiles have a number of advantages. First of all, they've been around for many years, so it's an established product. Secondly, it works not only with Apple phones, but also with Android phones, which the Apple one doesn't do. And it's available in a number of different form factors. So you get different Tiles. So you get little square ones with a very long range on it, but you also get ones in the size and shape of a credit card, so you can pop it into your wallet. You get Tile stickers that you can actually stick to things. You just get this variety of different shapes and sizes, which is very good. So you can buy.
And how accurate are they at tracking things that you lose?
Pretty good. I mean, you can go, I think the Tile Pros, I think, are up to about 400 feet, which is, pretty good. The other one's about 200 foot range. So that's enough for sort of in and around your house. I mean, obviously, your stately home might present a problem, Howard. But
so I'm just choking on my coffee now.
It's all right. Get the butler to pat your back. It will be fine. But the Tile Pro is one of those, is about £29, or you can get the Essentials Pack, which is, I think, four different types for just a shade over £50, which again is kind of good value because I think four of these, I think they're about $30 from Apple, and four of them is about $100, which will be £100 when we get round to being ripped off in this country. So. I actually think, you know, because a lot of people say, you know, this will be the end of Tile. I'm not so sure. I mean, certainly if, you know, you're an Android user, there's still good reasons to go out and buy Tiles. And I think it's much cheaper than losing things that you really can't afford to lose.
Listen, for reasons that I can't go into, I could have used those. I wish I'd known about them. I didn't even know they existed this week. Fevzi, thank you. If anybody wants to ask you a technical question or wish you a happy birthday again, where do they go?
Always wish me a happy birthday. Just turn up with a cake at my door, or failing that, Twitter at Gadget Detective if you've got a question, or if you just want to find out a bit more about Gadget Detective, then go to gadgetdetective.com.
Fevzi, thank you. Have a peaceful night, and I hope that you never lose anything that's important. Right, Fevzi Turkup is the Gadget Detective. Check him out online.